You are listening to From a Stranger to a Stranger. This is Isa Martel. Today is Dhul Hijjah, the 7th, 1441, which is equal to July the 28th, 2020. So it's Tuesday, and this is a bonus, I guess, episode, considering I just recorded one yesterday. But I had wanted to talk about this, and I thought I wouldn't have time to this week, but I ended up having time. I had thought about this before the episode I did yesterday, and but since it's time for Eid on Friday, you know, I did that one first in case I wasn't able to get it out. But this one's about a subject that everyone should, if they don't find horrible. But I'm sure some people are going to find offense at some other things that I have to say about this topic. So the image I'm talking about, I'll put as the episode image. So depending on where you listen to this, I don't know if you can see the episode image or not, but the image, I'll put the image up for the what I'm talking about here. So on Facebook, there's this photo that says, the photo is of a girl holding an adult's hand, and it looks kind of like a father and daughter walking down this path type of thing. It's from behind. But the crazy thing about this photo is that it says pedophilia is a natural sexual orientation, and it is in our responsibility to reflect and overcome our negative feelings about pedophiles. So, I mean, that's crazy, right? That this photo, and then it's like, it has like some organizations that are, they tagged at the bottom. So I don't know if this is an actual ad or something that ran somewhere. I can't imagine it would be, but you never know, because someone complained about this photo, and underneath it from Facebook, it says, this is their feedback comment. Thanks for letting us know about this. The photo was reviewed, and though it doesn't go against any one of our specific community standards, you did the right thing by letting us know about it. So there it is. You know, that is not against the community standards. So I don't know, like I said, if this whole thing is fake too. I know the picture is not fake because, or what I mean is, the image that you'll see is like the image of the comment and the photo. So, and I know two people that submitted this photo and got the same answer. But that, I don't know if the photo itself is fake. But in any case, someone's pushing some sort of agenda because this is out there, right? Now, I don't personally know anyone that would find pedophilia acceptable, and I'm sure the majority of the world doesn't, except for pedophiles. I certainly know in prison, if you are caught as being a pedophile, you are really going to have a bad time of your prison existence and probably be isolated, because you will get beat and maybe beaten to death, depending on what prison you're in. So it's something that's not tolerated across society. And when inmates don't tolerate it, you know that it strikes a chord with everyone, because you're dealing with generally criminals here. And, you know, even though there is a co-criminal code, you know, this is something that even criminals and people that are willing to break the law, you know, don't tolerate. you know, someone who's willing to kill someone certainly is fine with that, but not willing to accept pedophilia, which, you know, shows you how heinous this thing is, right? My issue, though, and this is where probably some people are going to get upset, but is that if this was done, I'm sure the message that they're saying, right, that pedophilia is a natural sexual orientation, this logic is used by every single like sexually orientation that there is. This is the logic, right? That it's natural, you know, this is natural. So if you're saying that things like homosexuality is natural, right? Transgenderism is natural. Anything that involves some sort of sexual orientation is natural because that's the way you feel, right? That's the logic that's being used, is that you feel this way, therefore it's natural. How can you then say that pedophilia is not natural, right? If that's your stance, right? I disagree with it, but I also disagree with homosexuality being natural sexual orientation, or if it is natural, that it's okay to act upon it, that it's normalized, right? And this is the thing, right? All these other sexual orientations have been normalized, right? That it's natural, so it should be normal. But here, right, pedophilia is making the same, or at least whomever made this ad, and I know that the route of pedophilia will go this way if it has not gone this way already, by saying it's natural. It's there. In fact, I think it has. I think I read a case about it saying that the defendant or the pedophile is claiming that it's their natural sexual orientation because they feel that way. They feel attracted to kids. Whether or not they do or not, or it's something else, that's a different topic. But let's say that this is what they're saying. Like I said, how can you then argue against their point when every other sexual orientation used the same argument and logic, and people accepted it? Now, you can say, right, you can say that, well, that's because it doesn't involve kids, it involves two consenting adults or whatever. And yes, I do agree with that path, if that's where we want to go. But then what happens, right, if someone who's never, like, never had any inclination that you thought was a pedophile and never did anything like to children or anything like that, what if they said to you, say this person was your neighbor and you have kids, what if they said to you, I am attracted to kids, in however manner they would describe it, but basically they're telling you that they're a pedophiliac, I guess that's the term, yeah, and but they don't act on it because they know that it's wrong, right? So basically they're like a closet, they're not in the closet if they're telling you, but you know what I mean. So they're not acting on it, they're trying to repress this natural desire that they have, right? Would you be comfortable with them being your neighbor, right? What would you do? Like, most guys I know would probably like punch the dude or something, you know, like if he came out and told you that, or, you know, you would take offense to it, right? But like I said, if the guy's not doing anything and never acted upon anything and, you know, gives you this thing, why do we feel so disgusted and violent about this, you know? And like I said, I do agree because it's regarding children and stuff. But the logic is what I'm saying. The logic of the arguments here is the same, right? And we're going to discount the evils of pedophilia because I do think it's evil. But, you know, my point is that every other, will this at some point be acceptable? I guess that's my point. Will it be addressed as a disorder, like a psychological disorder or something like this, right? Because if that is the case, then because you're saying that, you can then say that these other sexual orientations are some sort of disorder, you know? Of course, nobody wants to hear that who is homosexual or whatever. They don't want to hear that, and I understand. I wouldn't want to hear that either. But we're using this, you know, this train of thought here. But that's not acceptable. You can't say that this is a disorder. So what is natural then? You know, all these people say that it's because they feel this way, it must be natural, you know. Why would God or whomever, like, do this, make you feel this way if, you know, it's not okay to act upon this, right? You know, from my personal standpoint, I think that, you know, that could be a desire or trial of some sort that you would have to overcome, you know, or, you know, that, you know, if you feel this or toward anything, you know, these are feelings that you have to try to figure them out, you know, figure out your feelings. And this type of thing, right? The real, that aside, because that type of talk or argument probably isn't going to gain any traction amongst people who already aren't firmly decided on either side of whatever point you want to make regarding that. But regarding this photo specifically, it's the comment that Facebook didn't find that against, you know, policies, right? And they left it up, if that's true, you know. Now, you might think that Facebook might not ever be like that, but now we have, you know, this big child smuggling scandal that has taken place, you know. We have Jeffrey Epstein, right? We know his story. Supposedly, he committed suicide in jail, which I 110% do not believe at all. I do not believe this in one. I don't believe anything involving that, right? So, but if my point with this is that, you know, he was accused of this, of pet or sex trafficking, I guess, underage kids, there must be a massive group of pedophilias or pedophiliacs, you know, and they are in high society. And they live this life. And we hear about this a lot in Hollywood and everything. What's the one guy? I forget his name right now, but he was in Goonies and he was in Lost Boys. But in any case, he flat out said that when they, Corey Haim, I guess it was, yeah, one of the two, Corey Feldman, either one of those, right? The one that's not dead. And the one that died, I believe, killed himself too. But the other one has said that they were constantly abused as children in Hollywood when they were in those roles as kids. You know, so it goes back probably, you know, that was in the 80s. It goes back to at least then and probably further. I don't know when kids were really started to be in movies regularly, but, you know, it goes back that far. And, you know, here you have Jeffrey Epstein, you know, being charged with this and then supposedly killing himself. And that's the crazy thing is that I don't believe he killed himself, and I don't think many people do, but why did he die? Why is he dead? You know, and it's generally assumed because he had all this dirt on all these people that are famous, you know? And then, you know, he ended up dying, you know? And the thing that's crazy is that more craziness is happening. What's her name? Maxwell, I believe that's her name, her last name. Wasn't she recently arrested too? To give what she knows. And then on top of it, right, the judge, like last week or whatever, the judge who was, you know, involved in this case had, I believe, their kid shot. Someone tried to break in their house. Let me see if I can pull it up quick here. If you're not aware of this, I'm probably sure you are, but let's see. Yeah. Gunman attacks house of judge overseeing Epstein lawsuit. There you go. You know, you think that's a coincidence? Yeah, this happened in New Jersey and killed her 20-year-old son and injured her husband. This is posted on July 20th, so it was just last week. You know, so if you believe this would be, if you don't believe any of this, this would be a massive coincidence, but it's, you know, a federal judge. What are the chances that, or, you know, the audacity that someone has to break into a federal judge house and, like, try to kill them? I mean, there's the, it's not like a random thing, you know, it's like an attack. So I can't see, you know, this nothing but some sort of crazy threat by whomever is running this whole show, to, you know, scare her or, whatever to, you know, either whatever, not expose this dirt that's on everyone. Let's see. I'm just reading here the article. I'm reading it off of, I think, the Washington Post. According to CNN, the gunman was disguised as a FedEx delivery driver and opened fire as the door of the home was opened. Danielle Andral, Miss Salas's 20-year-old son, oh, I guess it's Daniel, was fatally struck. Mark Anderall, a criminal defense attorney, was taken to hospital near their home in North Brunswick, New Jersey. Judge Salas had dealt with Dan Hollander in the past, and he was pursuing a case challenging the male-only military draft in the U.S. I don't know really what that's regarding, but maybe that was who the person reported this or something. But in any case, you know, this is what's going on. It's crazy that this happened. So, you know, something has to be up. Something has to be going on behind the scenes that all this happens. I mean, I believe in coincidence in the sense that while things are happening, it seems like a coincidence. But in, like, when you're in the future and hindsight, you're like, okay, that wasn't a coincidence. You know, there are no coincidences. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, but it's crazy. Like, this pedophilia stuff is out, is just totally mind-boggling to me. I just, the whole argue, like, to me, there's no argument behind it, but the fact that that ad or whatever that was came out. Now, the gay community, they are adamant that they don't want pedophilia to be included in that type of thing and don't push that agenda. Which I believe, I believe that they don't, and I don't think any person like that stands for or by pedophilia. I'm just going by the logic of the mind that sexual orientation takes place, you know. It's what is natural. You know, this is natural. I feel this way. Like, how can you describe what is natural other than by your feelings, you know? And in this case, you know, that's how they do it. You can say naturally a man and a woman or woman and a man, they're the things that naturally go together because physically they go together, you know. So anything else would kind of be unnatural. But, you know, nobody accepts that now. And, you know, this was an agenda that was fought for a while, and now it's the way it is. So this was, like I said, I'm just going to cut it here. I just want to, like, quick chat about that and let it go because it was something that just was on my mind because I saw that. And I didn't get to address it before. So if you have any comments or something and want to say I'm an idiot or whatever kind of phobic or anything you might want to call me, feel free to send an email to strangermartel@gmail.com and I will send you an email back. Or at least bring it up maybe while we do one of these. So until next time, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you.